What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Newlyweds Podcast. This is your co-host, Brian Sorrell, here with my absolutely stunning wife,
Elizabeth Sorrell.
And we are the Newlyweds. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you guys have been having... I just started it, welcome back.
You always do.
I know, but we should change that up at some point. Regardless.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to our show. We're happy to have you guys. Thank you, as always, for joining. Let's give them the weekend recap.
We got a new couch this weekend.
That we did. And it was a journey.
Yes.
But what an upgrade.
If you guys followed us on TikTok, you already knew this.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where I posted it. I've been posting a lot.
You have been.
But anyways, we got a new couch from Costco.
Love it.
Do you want to tell them about it?
Yeah, I mean, it was... Elizabeth has been showing me this couch for probably
like 2 months now.
No, it hasn't been that long.
A month.
Probably a month. And
every time we go to Costco, I make us go by and sit on this couch.
But I don't know what it was about this time that like changed it.
Was that Saturday energy?
Yeah, I guess so. Because I've seen it before, but I don't know. Maybe you just batted your eyes a special way at me this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it worked. So we got a new couch. And it's great. I mean, I was a little bit like, on the fence about it when we were looking at it.
Yeah.
Actually, not even when we were looking at it. Because like, I did like it when we were really looking at it there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's do it. And then you always get like that buyer's remorse.
I felt the same thing.
So like, we had a whole journey about it. So we had to go get a U-Haul and everything because it just wasn't going to fit into our car.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's a big, what's it called? A sectional couch. It's a big sectional couch. So, I mean, Elizabeth and I had, when I was living in Austin, I had this like little, it was a fine couch, I guess. Yeah. But it was just this little blue couch with a little sofa pull out. So if anybody came to visit me in Austin, you know, they had a place to stay or sleep at least. And it was just not comfortable.
Yeah, it never softened up. It wasn't very big, so, like, you kind of had to, like, sit up to, like, be on... Like, you couldn't... It wasn't, like, a lounge couch.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you didn't just... It wasn't a couch, like, if you were just sitting in it, you could pass out.
No. And that's what I've always said. I've always told Brian, like, the only thing I want in a couch is one that I can lay on and fall asleep on and take a nap on during the day.
Facts.
And that was not this couch that we had, this little blue couch.
Yeah, and it had... It's going to sound nitpicky, but that shit matters when you think about it or when you notice it. Doesn't have like the thigh support.
No,
it's, you know what I'm talking
small.
About? Like very small. Like, you
it's
know,
like it's
not for big boned people.
It was like a decorative couch, right?
I have no idea.
Like it's a couch that looks pretty, but like is not like functional.
Not practical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you can't just sit down and watch a movie, have a movie night, like watch the game, any of that stuff. Like we never wanted to be on a couch. We only ever wanted to be in bed because, like, our couch was not comfy. And, like, the living room is supposed to be the heart of your home.
Yep. And, like, me and Elizabeth will tend to, like, hold each other when we're on the couch and whatnot. You couldn't
do
that on the other one. So, like, that's why we always resorted to bed because we just, like, you know, chill there.
Yeah.
But, like, so, yeah. That was the ultimate, like, I guess, deciding factor. But, yeah. So, we had that buyer's remorse when we were going to get the U-Haul and everything.
Well...
What do you mean? Go ahead.
Well, we went to Costco that morning just to get groceries. We literally needed, like, we didn't need anything, actually. We probably did not need to go, but we just decided to go to Costco that morning. And I told Brian, like, come look at this couch, and I made him sit on it. And he was like, this is so nice. Like, should we just get it? And I was like, yeah, we should. So we went to go check out, and we tried to get it delivered because, like, we thought Costco did free delivery. And they were like, oh, no, you can't. We don't deliver it. So, like, whatever. So, we ended up leaving, and we were like, we'll just buy it online.
Yeah. Because we thought through online, we'll get delivery with it. They'll set it up and everything, and we'll be done.
And they did. They did have it online, but it was, like, $300 extra, and it wouldn't have been delivered till, like, next week.
Yep.
So, we called the lady, and she was like, yeah, this is the last one in the store, and we're not getting any more.
Which I think she lied about, because I was just in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that... Because she said there was two, to her defense.
She said one on display and one in the boxes. Do you want the display?
Okay, well, never mind. She was telling the truth, because there was a display there today and another couch.
You went to our Costco?
Same one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, either way, she told us it was the last one. And if you know anything about Brian, like... if it's the last one of anything, he has to have it. Like, if you say something is the last one, like, he will buy it guaranteed no matter what it is. Because, like, he just get, like, I don't know what it is. What's the word
called? It's either, like, if it's the last one or if it's, like,
limited edition,
yes. like, exclusive drop, something like that.
Like, he has to have it. So, like, the second she said last one, I said, oh, I know we're going to get this couch today.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you played me. No. It was just, it played to your hand. It's all right. That's how things work out. Yeah, yeah. It all happened. I hear you.
So anyways, we had to go rent a U-Haul because it wouldn't have fit in either of our cars. It was so big.
Thank God. I don't know what you were thinking that you would think it was going to fit into both of ours.
It wouldn't have.
Wouldn't even been close.
No.
Anyways, go ahead.
So anyways, we got this U-Haul. We go back to Costco. We get the couch, of course. And then we had to bring it home and bring it into our home.
That was another journey. You're weak.
Yes.
I understand we do not go to the gym people, but like you are weak.
I mean,
like you make weak people look strong.
I mean, it was heavy.
I don't know if it was, okay. I don't think it's the fact that you're weak. I take that back. Apologies. I think it's more of like the way you were having to hold things.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
like the angles that with you were trying to grab something.
Yeah.
Your like my arms are just longer than yours.
Yeah.
My bad. I falsely blamed you.
Well, the boxes were also the size of me.
They were bigger.
The one was bigger, but the small ones were the size of me.
But those ones I was picking up by myself.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, they were huge-ass boxes. We had to get them in the door. And you can imagine, we're trying to walk up these stairs, bring them in the house, like, falling all over the ground.
It
was so embarrassing.
I don't think I've ever walked that many times up and down those stairs.
No.
Never. Like, no. I've always gone through the garage.
Yeah.
So, like, my footing was just not, I didn't know how much space I had.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about, these boxes are freaking huge.
Yeah.
So like, it's not like you're having a clear vision of what's going on. And our steps that we have drop right off into our, like a garden. Oh, like yeah. It's like a little, I don't know, like maybe like a 4 foot.
Oh. Yeah.
So if you fall, like, it's not like you're just, you know, it's not level ground or it's not like a little step up. Like, you are going down.
And we did fall, both of us.
That's what I'm getting to. Like, so we have this one box that's at least, like, I'm 6'4".
It was probably bigger than you.
It's probably, I think, taller than me.
Yeah.
So, like, we're seeing it, or excuse me, we're carrying it, limited vision, and sure enough, like, one misfooting with this guy, and, like, I'm down on the ground. And it took, and this is Elizabeth's fault, 100%. It took everything in me not to just like scream. Because I'm already flustered. Like I'm irritated that we had to go rent a U-Haul. This whole journey has already happened. Oh, anybody who knows me, like for real, anybody who knows me, know like I'm on a short fuse right now. Yeah.
I saw it in your face as soon as it happened. I was like, oh, shit. But we also forgot.
And then, yeah, go ahead.
We forgot, like, the whole reason why, like, Brian was, like, already pissed off at this point was because we went to Costco with this U-Haul, drove all the way back to our house, and as soon as we got to our house, we didn't have the garage clicker to get into the door.
Yes.
And, like, our front door has, like, one of those latches on it that we, like, just always have latched because we go through the garage.
Yep.
So, like, we couldn't get in that way. And there's no way to get into the garage without the clicker. So, we had to drive all the way back to the U-Haul place to get the clicker and then drive all the way back home, unload the boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it was just a whole mess.
But, yeah, long story short, we got some boo-boos, but we got a nice couch. Very blessed.
It's so nice.
And it's absolutely lovely.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So if anybody's looking for like a new couch and you're on the fence about it, just do it.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's
and
a huge upgrade.
It was like a really good price.
Yeah, yeah.
And just pay the extra $300 to have them move it and set it up for you.
I wouldn't say that. Sure, we might have had some heated exchanges every now and then. Maybe.
No, we really didn't. It was just getting them into the house. But like, setting it up was really easy.
it was literally screwing the legs in.
Yeah. And then it like just clicks in.
Yeah. Like I went to go return the U-Haul. And by the time I came back, like Elizabeth had already had.
Yeah.
Literally the whole couch done.
It was really easy to set up. It's just like carrying them into the house.
And our door is freaking narrow.
Yeah. And they were just heavy.
Yeah. But yeah, Elizabeth's got some sore muscles, but put some muscle rub on her yesterday.
Yeah, I literally thought I pulled a muscle in my arms. Like Brian had to rub them down with.
Anytime.
Yeah. But yeah, we got a new couch. It's lovely. So great weekend for us.
Yeah. And then what else happened? I feel like there was something else I wanted to bring up. Did we do something Friday?
No.
Okay.
The dog?
Oh, yeah.
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 We're getting another dog.
Yeah, it's actually happening this time.
We're getting a puppy in 2 weeks.
September 6th. We'll have a new baby dog.
Yeah.
To the family.
Yeah.
You want to tell them what kind it is or you want to wait till it's a surprise?
You could say it.
So we are getting the dog that I've wanted. I've wanted, but Elizabeth has too. Like, I don't think this is just a dog that I've picked out. Like, I think you agree with this one.
I also like this dog, yes.
Yeah. So we are getting a Bernese Mountain Dog, which is like, if you ever been to Colorado.
That's the dog.
Yeah, like, that is the dog. Like, if you got that dog, like, you live in Colorado at the end of the day. Like, there's just no cut. It is so black and white.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got a new burner coming on the way. We haven't determined a name yet. I think what I was telling Elizabeth, because she's rattling off names, and I'm just trying to be like, I can't name it without seeing, like, it's the way it acts, the way its facial expressions are. I need it. So, like, I need to see and feel and hold the puppy to get, like, its vibe until we can name it. But let's go ahead and say some of those names.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll give you guys the list, and, like, you guys can tell Brian that they're all cute. So,
and keep in mind,
this is a girl dog.
Yeah, it's a girl dog. For those you don't know, we do have two cats and we have a Doberman.
Yes.
Two cats are Ari and Milo.
Yeah.
Our only dog, as of right now, is a Doberman whose name is Ruby.
And Ruby's named Ruby because her birthday is in July and our birthstone is Ruby. And my birthday's also in July and our new puppy's birthday is also in July.
Crazy. July is just a good month for this household.
Our new puppy's birthday is July 12th. Mine's July 14th. And Ruby is July 24th. So it just was meant to be. Anyways, I will give you some of my name options that I gave Brian. Goldie. Peach. Bee. Like a bumblebee. That's cute. Bee. Anyways. Sunny. Biscuit. Buttercup. And Basil.
I like Biscuit.
Yeah. Biscuit's pretty basic, though.
I've never in my life heard of a dog named Biscuit. I don't think majority of people have.
I think they have. Biscuit's cute. I like Biscuit and Basil. I kind of like food names for a dog.
It doesn't fit our vibe, though.
Basil?
No.
We have a garden.
I understand, but that doesn't mean that we need to have a dog named it, too.
Okay. And then another one is Copper.
I'm game for Copper.
And Copper is because, so we live in Colorado and there's a ski mountain called Copper Mountain. And we kind of wanted like a ski vibe. So like that's my one ski vibe suggestion.
I like Copper.
It's cute.
And the burners do have Copper on them.
Yeah. It's not my favorite.
Okay. We'll keep it. Yeah, we'll keep it.
Yeah.
It's in the mix for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, we're getting a puppy, so we're excited. And Ruby's going to be excited, too, because it's for her. Anyways, should we get into the episode topic?
Absolutely.
We actually have a topic for you guys this week.
We could have had one last week. We just had advice, and we obviously don't know how to control how long we each talk, so we always ramble for an extra probably 10 minutes on a topic than we need to.
Yeah. I told Brian we got to rein it in this episode with the advice. Because I think we're just taking too long. But anyways, do you need to plug in the computer? It's saying low battery.
That's a good call.
I don't want it to die.
Yeah, that's a really good call.
Okay, so our topic for this week is going to be moving to be by your significant other before you are married or engaged.
Juicy.
Now, this is not moving in with your significant other. We've already done an episode on that, I think. This is strictly like moving to be by them. So like your partner is moving like to another state, whatever, and you are following them basically. So following your partner to wherever they're going, and you're not engaged or married.
So us.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyways, I got this idea because I was talking to my friend the other day and we were talking about this and she was just saying that like she really doesn't like it when girls follow their boyfriend somewhere.
Why?
I don't know. What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, for one, it's none of my business or concern. Like, yeah. Who am I to say where someone can and can't go?
No, I just mean like for the podcast, like what are your thoughts on that? Like, would you have ever followed me to another state?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes. That's what nice. The hell? Why wouldn't I have?
Yeah.
Obviously, it just didn't work out like that for us. Like, it was the other way around, obviously. Yeah. But I don't think that's because I wouldn't have done the same.
Well, so if you guys don't know, I actually did this.
So then... This friend who's shit-talking.
This is not about the friend. The point was, like, that's where I got the idea. Like, the topic came from her.
I know,
and it has
but...
nothing to do with her. Like, I thought it was a good thing because this is a controversial topic. Like, I know a lot of girls who feel the same way, like, who don't want to follow their boyfriend before they have a ring and all that stuff. Like, they don't want to be the girlfriend who follows their boyfriend. They want to have the ring first. They want to know that, like, this is their person. They're getting married. And all that.
I mean, are they clearly moving to, like, I don't know, Idaho or some shit where it's, like, could affect their opportunity and all?
No. I think some girls just, like, want to, I don't know. Like, obviously, I didn't feel this way. I think some girls just want to, like, feel more secure, like, knowing, like, I'm not just doing this and I'm going to end up with nothing in the end.
Why do you have to end up with something, anything at all? Why, like, does that matter if you, if that relationship, if that relationship doesn't work out, right?
Yeah.
What is the, what have you lost?
From time.
What the hell does that matter? That doesn't have to do with you moving away. You could lose time being in the same relationship in the same state that you grew up in.
For sure.
So what are you talking about time? It has nothing to do with time. My thing is, if you're going to literally like Idaho,
yeah,
where there's nothing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Maybe at that point, like, yeah, you've picked up, you've definitely sacrificed opportunity as far as not a, like just only meeting people or
why
seeing
are you
different
shitting
things
on Idaho? I've seen a lot of videos. Idaho looks nice.
I'm not shitting on Idaho at all. I'm not. I'm just saying, like, as far as like, depending on what you're doing, I guess, also depends a lot of it. But, like, I can't imagine the opportunity for, like, your field.
Yeah.
Is popping in Idaho.
Well, I think it's more than just that. I think it's, like, you're leaving your friends, your family, like, a city you love.
So just because you're leaving your friends doesn't mean you can't be friends anymore?
No, but, I mean, if you're moving far away, like, that kind of makes you sad, no?
I live far from my friends right now. Of course, I would like to see them more.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as communicating with them, nothing has changed.
No, I agree. I feel the same.
And, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm not doing this episode or this. This topic could have been better, to be honest.
What's wrong with this topic?
It's just too straightforward for me.
For you?
I think this is, I honestly think, and I could be wrong. I genuinely could be wrong. I think this is a female issue.
Yes, because I think more oftentimes than not, it's the girl following the boy. It's not the other way around. Like, the boy is not following the girl. Like, if the girl says, oh, I want to move to New York City, like, that guy's not coming with her. And so, like, either she's going and they're breaking up, or, like, she's staying home and, like, not getting that.
Again, that's on her. At that
point.
But
I'm just saying, like, my point was, is, like, it is a female issue.
Yeah. So maybe that's why I can't, like, relate to how you're feeling.
Yeah. But we talked about this the other day, and I was saying that I did this for you, and you were saying, no, I didn't.
I didn't think you, I'm sure, don't get me wrong.
So, like, can I tell a story?
Sure.
After I graduated college in 2020, it was COVID. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't have a job lined up or anything. So I thought, let's go to grad school, as most people do. Mm-hmm. And of course, I wanted to go be where Brian was, because me and Brian had been long distance, like, for what, 2 years at this point?
No, just a year.
Just a year?
Yeah, because I got laid off from Summer's Day when COVID hit and then moved back to Florida.
Yes, but when this... Okay.
Because you were just graduating college. You were still in college. COVID hit. Yes. I was working in Schlumberger in Midland.
Yes.
Got laid off in that May. Yeah. Or that May of 21. Like,
after. Anyways, that is irrelevant to the story.
I'm just giving people the backstory.
They
but
don't
yes.
need all that. Well. Anyways. We had been long distance. And I obviously wanted to move to where he was. Because I knew me and Brian were going to get married. And like, I wanted to be by my boyfriend. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be by your boyfriend. So I was originally applying to school in Texas because that's where he was. Then he got laid off, moved back to Florida, and I've always wanted to go to Florida, always wanted to live by the beach. So I said, this is perfect. I'd rather go to Florida than Texas anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So applied to school in Florida, got in, moved out there.
Yep.
Went to school. We were in the same state. It was all good.
Yep.
And then we got engaged.
Yep. And it wasn't like exactly like you said, like that's why that I don't think we did it because
I had my own thing going on. I also want to point out that like my plan after college was never to stay in Louisiana. Like mm-hmm. regardless, I would have left the state. It just happened to be that like I obviously picked a state based on where Brian was. And like,
and it's that's not, where I was from, too. Like,
it's not like I didn't want to go to Florida. Like, it's not like I wanted to go somewhere else and like we ended up in Florida. Like I've always wanted to move to Florida. So like, and I loved it there. So I don't know.
I don't know. Do you feel like you have to explain yourself like to your friends right now?
No. Cause I said when,
cause I'm wondering
when I was talking,
because
to
genuinely, this, yeah. like just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
She's essentially saying that about you.
No, we were talking about someone else, but I said, I literally did that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And so like she, said, she was not in, not directly.
Yeah.
But she was indirectly referencing a girl like you.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
So that's what I'm saying. Are you now using this as like a platform to explain like
no.
your reasoning?
No, not at all. Because I don't feel like I need to explain myself to
exactly.
anyone. There's nothing wrong with doing that. As long as you're like, I think it's as long as you have your own thing going on and it's something you want to do too. Like Brian was saying, like if it's Idaho and like your man wants to go, I don't know, pick corn or something and like be a farmer and you don't, like obviously that's not the right situation. Like you need to have your own things going on. You need to want to go for like your own reasons too.
Yeah,
not
you gotta
just
be able
your
to have,
man.
Yeah, you gotta have your own interests and your own hobbies. Like all of that needs to be able to be like
as long
you know,
as
obtainable.
You're, yeah.
Like,
as long as you're okay with like making new friends, being in a new place, and like you got your own thing going on too, like go for it. Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I would have.
I don't think having a ring makes like. I mean, yeah, it makes a difference. But like shit could go wrong there too.
But question. Why move?
We did both, honestly.
Why move? I don't know. I just don't understand the ring portion.
We did both, though. Like, I moved to you before we were engaged, and then we both moved again once we got engaged together.
Yes. But couldn't you say that I moved for you?
When?
When I went to LSU.
No, because you didn't know me.
Maybe I was going to drop out, though, when I met you, though, and I was like, wow, this is girl's amazing. I have to stick it out.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to move to Louisiana for this woman.
Okay.
And now look at us.
Anyways. Yeah, that's, I don't know. That's how I feel. It's not a big deal. If you want to move by your man, have fun. I have nothing against it. I did it. My sister did it. My sister's husband did it. That's the only case.
Boom, David,
that
yes.
That is the only case I've ever known of where the man has moved to the woman. And they are now married happily with two babies.
And he's the nicest guy, like, that you will ever literally meet. Yep.
So, like, I don't know. I have nothing against it. Clearly, my family doesn't either. All of my sisters have all done it. So, like, whatever. It works out.
So, I guess we're done with this topic, right?
Yeah, that was kind of all I needed to say.
Okay, cool. Would you have liked to stay and grown up and stayed in Louisiana forever?
No, I literally just said my entire plan after college but just say was you always didn't. Leave.
But do you think that people that do stay in their same town, same everything,
yeah,
are like doing themselves like not like a disservice, but they're just missing out on a little bit of stuff?
Yes. My aunt always told me, like, move away. Even if it's for a little, she said, move away to somewhere else. Go experience other places. And then, like, if you still want to come back, like, you'll want to come back and, like, you can. But, like, how will you ever know what's out there if you never leave? She always told me that. She always told me, move away. She wanted me to go to college out of state.
Yeah.
And all of my cousins went to college out of state.
I just don't know, because obviously, like, Alex, my two eldest brothers, Alex and David, didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Johnny's got a taste of that with med school.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess I would like to pick Johnny's brain and see, like, what he thought. Because he did all his 4 years at UCF.
He's, like, even in a different boat than us, because he's in a different country.
Right.
So, like, I'm sure he's, like, has amazing experiences.
Yes, but I'm sure he also has like inconveniences too.
You think it makes him want to come home more?
I think for sure, definitely back to the States. I don't think that is something that he would want like permanently.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, depending on the countries you're in.
Yeah.
You know, so that's different. But I'm just kind of thinking overall, like, the experience.
Yeah. Like, if just, I think you got to do it.
I don't know.
Plus, maybe your person's not in that state.
Look, work for me.
Look where we are. I don't know.
It was just, yeah.
And that's another thing. It's like all my siblings, all dating people from different states. None of them are with anyone from Louisiana.
Yep. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. I never thought about that.
I just think, like, you got to go get some experiences.
What would you say is an experience that you've picked up, like moving away?
Driving in the snow, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know what you were looking for with that.
Anything, like, that you think that you've probably developed.
What about you?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think adaptability.
Yeah.
Like, just constantly being able to adapt. Like, I think the biggest change or the biggest thing that I went through was definitely, like, going from high school to college.
Yeah.
Like, when I first went out to, obviously, like, LSU, family's in Florida. Like, I remember my parents pulling off and, like, I was bawling, crying.
Yeah.
Like, everybody in the car. Like, and my whole family came up.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, my three brothers, mom and dad, and then my grandma and my uncle.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember everybody was upset, but, yeah, just having to figure it out.
I think it's because you don't have that safety net.
No. I mean, yes, I did, because, like, I knew, like, if anything actually was wrong.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, you're actually by yourself.
On my own, like, everything.
That's how we are now.
Yeah.
Just us. I think we're different in that way, though. Like, I don't think most people enjoy that.
It's not like I enjoy being away from home, though.
But
it's
I just like being somewhere new.
Yeah, like, I just really like Colorado.
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing more than that. But it's not like I don't like... I like the weather better overall in Florida.
For sure.
Than Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the beach. Every now and then.
I miss the beach too.
But I don't miss it like you. Like, I promise you that.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely think at this point in my life, and this is probably just because I'm spoiled with the beach growing up.
Yeah.
But, like, I would take the mountains over the beach. So, yeah, we definitely probably don't agree on that.
Yeah, I would take the beach. So, I've been saying we should look into the Oregon coast.
I'm not going to Oregon.
If you haven't seen it, go look it up on TikTok. Look up Oregon coast videos. It's gorgeous. The beach and the mountains. You get it all.
I still think we end back, like, with kids or not, dead ass.
Yeah.
I still think there's a, like, at some point, I think we will, like, overall.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I can't say it like that.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know where I'm gonna life's go 50, gonna take
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, exactly.
We are nomads.
Yeah, we literally wherever the water takes us.
Where the wind goes, that's where we're going. We're gypsies.
I wouldn't go that far.
We are.
I'm just following God's path.
We're gone with the wind.
But yeah, I don't know what kind of experiences that I've gained versus that I would and wouldn't have.
Yeah. Anyways, all to say, the whole point was, it's not a big deal if you want to follow your man.
Yeah.
Nothing against it. You don't need a ring. If you have one, that's great too. If you move, maybe you'll get one sooner. I don't know. Who cares?
And maybe you'll meet the actual person who's supposed to give it to you.
Yeah. Maybe you'll move and you'll end up breaking up with him and meet the love of your life.
Yeah.
It all works out. Just, like, as long as you're happy and it's what you want to do, you should do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just pray on it and, like, go with your gut. Like, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're excited about it and you want to go do it and you want to go with your significant other.
Enjoy.
Because, like, who knows?
Yeah.
You could be like Elizabeth and I and we're chilling. We're having a grand old time.
Yeah.
We love each other to death. That's my person.
It all works out. As long as it's what you want. That's the thing.
Yep.
Put yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Do we have advice this week?
Yes, we do.
All right, great.
So moving on, we will get into our advice for the week. Okay, first one. Need advice on number of people in the wedding party. I have 7 people on my bridesmaids list, and that's with 1 to 2 people less than I would have included. My fiance has max 5 people on his, and that is with 1 to 2 extra people he included to help balance out our people. He's a little more bothered by the fact that I have more people than he does. He thinks it looks weird when we're doing the ceremony if we don't match numbers exactly. I'm more of on the side of, who cares? I can have my last 2 girls walk with each other down the aisle. I haven't been to many weddings, so I'm not sure if this is how you typically manage this. Any advice? Would it be best if I take 2 people out of mine while still inviting them to the bachelorette, etc.?
Hell no. This dude needs to get over it. Bro, you're overreacting on that one, bro. Let it slide. It's really not that big of a deal. Like, those are your girls' people.
Yeah.
Just because you don't have the same amount, bro, like, who actually cares?
We didn't have the same amount.
I don't even remember if we did or didn't.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, man. Like, that's the last thing you're going to be thinking about as your wife is walking down the aisle.
Yeah. It's really fine.
You're not going to see anybody, dude, besides literally your wife.
Yeah.
Like, that moment is all you see.
Yeah.
That whole night. Like, I'm not even kidding you. You're overreacting, dude.
Yeah. Don't take your people out. And definitely, if you do decide to take your people out, like, I wouldn't still invite them to the bachelorette trip. Because then they'll just be sad that, like, they're not bridesmaids and they're at the bachelorette trip.
I mean, they're close, I'm assuming, right? Because they didn't say. She said that he added. She didn't.
She said that she didn't include 2 people and he added 2 people.
Yeah,
I got you. Don't worry about it. Like, have the extra people, it doesn't matter, they can walk down with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I literally had my sister walk down with the ring bearer who was her son. Like, it's all fine, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Okay, anyways, next. My fiance and I got engaged a few months ago. We are hoping to have a 2026 wedding. This is because my job and income will be steady starting next year for saving money, and my fiancé will have an extra week of vacation when 2026 starts. We really like this arrangement because we also have buffer time to sort out our finances, lists, and reservations. We honestly aren't in a rush. However, a lot of people are telling me that this is a long time for an engagement. My fiancé is super chill about the time and even agrees that a 2-year engagement isn't an issue. Just means that we get to save up money and enjoy planning without time stress. Can I get some insight? Is 2 years too long? Should I plan my wedding sooner?
I think it depends on the couple. I mean, if you guys are good with 2 years, then I think you go with 2 years. Don't put yourself in a bind just to get it done quicker to appease somebody else.
I agree. If you like 2026, if you guys are both fine with the 2-year engagement, then, like, who cares? In case you haven't noticed, like, a lot of people are going to give you their opinions even though you didn't ask for them, so, like, that's just something you'll have to get used to.
Yeah, water under the bridge, honestly. Like,
yeah,
thank you but no thank you.
Like, they're gonna say a lot of things to you in the next coming 2 years, so, like, just brush it off your back.
Everyone's got an opinion for whatever reason, and
yeah,
it has nothing to do with them. You're lucky to be literally getting an invitation.
Yep.
Or a PDF.
So, like, don't listen to them. If you guys are both happy with the 2 years, then do the 2 years.
Do the 2 years. No sweat.
Don't plan it earlier. Don't do that. You'll be so stressed.
And trust me, I would have waited like, 2 years. Knock on wood. Hopefully, it's, like, more affordable in 2 years anyways to have a wedding.
I mean, it definitely will not be, but...
Trump 2024?
No, like, weddings are only getting more and more expensive. So, like, it's good that you're waiting and saving. Pay those deposits early and just... pay it off so everything's paid off the year before and you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, but congratulations. It's an exciting time for you guys. Like, don't let anybody else bring you down from that. Like, y'all do what you need to do.
And 2026 is going to come so quick. Like, it's...
it's literally...
it's nothing.
What? It's August right now.
You're going to have so many other things to plan, so many other parties. Like, your friends are probably going to get engaged too. Like, it's going to go by in a whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
So, do the 2 years. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Anyways.
Is that it?
That's all I got for you.
Oh, damn.
That's it.
Man, y'all got to write in. Yeah. I need more than two.
Well, it was my fault because I found out this week that our like advice submission was not working because it's connected to my Gmail, which is full. So it wasn't letting anyone submit any stuff.
That.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I got it fixed. So we got a new form attached to a new email that is not full.
Sweet. New email created. So, do you guys open new emails whenever your inbox is full or do you just go through your emails? Like, there's something wrong with my wife.
I have probably 8 emails.
And she says and that she can full. She can get into all of them, but they're just all full. Yeah. What the hell? Like, I'm just go through them and delete them.
I'm easy to hack. It's all the same password.
You're crazy.
Yeah. So anyways, if you're looking for that form, it's on our Instagram. We're posting new TikToks.
Almost daily.
We probably posted...
no. Almost daily.
Almost.
To be honest, I checked before we even recorded today.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to put out their false content.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But we're posting. We got some stuff on TikTok.
Instagram is more regular, I would say. Because the TikToks take more time or no?
I don't know. It's kind of wherever I want to be.
But anyways, as always, guys, don't forget to follow us on our social medias. Thank you so much for tuning into us every single week. You guys are the reasons that we do it. So thank you for the feedback and the positive vibes. We appreciate it. But yeah.
See you next week.
See you next week. This is your co-host, Brian Sorrell. Sitting here with my beautiful wife,
Elizabeth Sorrell.
And we are the Newlyweds.